When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the R&B Money Podcast. I'm Tank. This is Mr. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on R&B music and in the building today. We got a friend.
Yes.
We got a brother.
Yeah.
A philanthropist.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A leader in the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got problem in the building. Come on.
We got
problem in the building, man.
I feel honored, man. I'm not gonna lie. I feel honored. You want some R&B shit, baby? Hey, this is smooth, man.
As much of a rapper as you are, your vibe is R&B.
Oh, totally.
I agree.
Totally.
100%.
Totally.
You are focused.
Yeah. Totally R&B guy.
On the prize.
Yeah. I think, you know what? Just to be totally honest with you, the blues and the jazz and the R&B fellas have always been the ones that I've probably hung the most with during my career, just because it's just more playerism on this side, man. The rap guys, they rap about shit and then it don't be all the way true, you know? They do songs like Fuck the Police, then Call the Police on You. They do songs like Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes Is Tricks. We sharing everything, and then we happen to do the same one, niggas get to crying. I don't understand. It's like a weird place. When R&B, it's just like, hey, man, this is what it is. I say what it is. No, don't touch this. This my, we doing, it's a whole, just a wave.
Yeah. I love her. Her.
But.
Come on. It's just always been that. And then, you know, as damn fooling through this shit, you know. It's always been like, you know what? Let me just stay where I'm welcomed.
Right.
So, Mitch Weston, since we're there, what is it about rap when it comes to it being authentic or from a place that guys who are not authentic and from a place seem to be able to get away with?
what are the things that they get away with? Why
are they allowed to, in a sense?
Have
we allowed it to just be entertainment for them?
I mean, bullshit always sells. Like, being extra, being over. So you'll have some guy that'll probably think that, you know, they may do things like, well, you know, I really believe this. But then the label's throwing gasoline on it. The managers and then the women and the homies are throwing, no, you got to turn it up. Like, you can shoot. Okay, I shot one person, but nah, make it, it was like 127. Right. So they take that and they times
before
it on everything.
Before the hook.
Before the hook. And then it actually works. And then the fame comes. And then you have to be that 24/7. And you forget that, wait a minute, I was just doing this to get popping. You actually start believing the character that's created by the circle around you. People right. get lost in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget that we coming to look at the clowns, not be the clowns, and it, you just get lost.
But do you feel like that's just entertainment altogether, right? Like, if you meet Marilyn Manson, he got to be Marilyn Manson, right? Or not? I'm asking you.
It depends.
What's your opinion?
It depends.
On that?
It depends on what Marilyn Manson is selling.
Right.
Like me, I've understood like
horrorcore is what he was on. Right.
Right. But if you see him and catch him out, that's what he looks like when he's just doing what he's doing. Like
right.
regularly. Like I saw him coming out of the studio with Gucci Man, full ready whopped. Like
I was there.
Right.
Why I asked.
I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so if you, I think this is for black people and white people is different.
Okay.
White people can actually create the character and become it. Black people are getting the character created. And then it's like, they're fighting with if I'm really it or if I'm not. And it's just not, it's this weird power struggle that comes with being famous and not doing it the way you want to do it. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not being 100% authentic to what your brand and your mission is at all the time.
Like when I met you, right? It was around the Mollywood time.
Mm-hmm.
And I left that studio feeling like this nigga, everything he rapping about. Right? Because I was offered all kind of shit. Right? I turned down a lot of fun activities, right?
Great time. Great times, man.
But I was just like, and that's the thing where I believe in the entertainment side of it, right? But I personally do appreciate when I meet somebody that's about their craft. Yeah. Right, if they kind of live in that space of like, when you meet a player, he all about the player shit, and he's very player in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a nigga about, you know, beating niggas up, popping his pistol, you meet him, you like, oh, I feel the aura, like I get it, like it makes sense.
Yeah,
like when I met 50 Cent. But I hung out with 50 Cent. I was like, oh, 50 with all of it.
No, it's no game.
All of it.
I was like, he with all of it. Mm-hmm. I think he got a little knife on him.
You know who got me like that?
You know what I'm saying?
Got me like that.
Huh. Mm. Okay.
I appreciate a nigga that's the same way all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
I feel the same way.
Is it a scary selling point?
Hmm?
What you mean? Is it a scary or detrimental in a sense? To like, because music is so influential and so powerful in terms of people wanting to be something or seeing a thing that is successful and wanting to, even if it's whatever it is, emulate the success.
That's the tough part of it, because if you're truly being yourself, you're not doing it to be emulated. And that's where the trouble lies. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like he's being himself. Of course, when I was doing Mollywood stuff, I was just being myself. I didn't think I was like, I'm about to change this and we're gonna have niggas do it. That wasn't the play. I'm just talking about my day. So it is like it's a thin line. Cause me personally, I got lost in it because the music was getting hot as fuck, but I wasn't that no more. I had stopped doing this shit maybe a year or two before anybody even knew.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like this character got big. Mm. It got big. I was having people like it was weird things where like the crowd is cracking, but I have some young nigga walk up to me like, man, I just took 8 of them trying to get like you. I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? That's not what, no, we not doing. That's after I handled my, man, I done had niggas walk up to me, had niggas come up to me like, nigga, I made $3 million since that shit dropped, nigga. Shit, boom. And I'm like, man, yeah, that's what's up. But that means this is a gang of niggas high out here tripping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
right.
That's where
you
my
start thinking about the effect.
Right. Because it's like, okay, yeah, I'm monetizing and I'm having fun, and I'm really just telling my truth. So it's a weird line. But it's like, okay, well, what are you really here to do? This mic is a motherfucking nigga. Mm-hmm. So are you using this for good? The people, evil, yourself.
Well, it's hard to tell people.
And that's only in hip hop.
Yeah. It's hard
only in hip hop.
It's hard to tell guys not to tell their story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like impossible to tell, you know, to tell an artiste how to paint. And right. What colors to use, because that story is imprinted on his gift.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever he went through, that was nourishing to what he's now projecting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hard to tell a guy, like, man, you shouldn't tote the gun and you shouldn't sell it and you shouldn't.
Right. When you've toted the gun and sold the shit.
Right.
But
it's
so,
what got him there. So it's like,
right.
So it's like, it's almost like, should guys be looking to grow out of it, a la Jay-Z?
But it's very hard to grow out of it. And it's in my opinion, mm-hmm. right? And Jay-Z is a different story because Jay-Z was always a progressive rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he also came in the game as a grown man. Really Jay-Z didn't catch his wave until he 26, 27 years old.
Right.
You talking about some of these kids who coming in at 17, 18,
right.
fresh out their mama house, maybe still in their mama house.
Heavy in it.
Or in the group home or whatever it is. And they're rapping about street rap. So, and what we do know about the street is that the streets don't really grow. Right? We can all go back to wherever we from.
Mm-hmm.
And find the same shit going on that was going on there when we left.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? So for Jay-Z, when I say being a progressive rapper, he was always rapping about business. And if the business at that time was the dope game, that's still a business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no
kind of perspective.
Yeah, there's no real business in just street shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I robbed a nigga, or I shot up a couple niggas, or, you know, fuck this bitch and blah, blah, blah. There's no real progression in that, because now when this nigga starts rapping about being married,
mm-hmm.
he actually looks soft.
Right.
When Jay-Z says, what's better than one billionaire, two, which is still the same thing about being married, it sounds fly.
It sounds different, yeah.
But when you got the dog-ass nigga,
right, right.
Like, yeah, but I love her.
What?
What are you talking about? Right. You can't love nobody. Right. Ain't no love.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's a very hard space to live in.
Especially when your finance depends on it.
That's
the pow.
Right.
There's that.
That's the pow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And like that's when it gets tricky, and that's where this lost thing happened. Where, you know, I know artists that went through it and just now figuring out shit. Like, just figuring it out. Like, whoa. And I'm watching a lot of my peers, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm watching, like, go through the growing pains mm-hmm. of, like, that got lost in the bag chase.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Niggas get lost in the bag chase.
Yeah, you start looking at the, let's just use the word analytic, since it's a good word. You look at the analytic and you see what people are buying into.
Right.
And sometimes you can't manage your way out of it, because this is the sell. This is the, you know what I'm saying? I got 89% right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I post these other things, I might, you know what I'm saying? I get 2% over here, 3% over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The fall off is real.
Right.
But when I do this shit, I'm at 89%.
Yeah, you can become a slave to that.
You can become a slave to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think, you know what? And this is funny. I'm having one of the moments. But that's probably why they always want to. Remember the time, like, you let us handle the books, and then you do the talent. You do the talent. All of us have went through that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the part is probably why. Because as an artist, you still want to please, no matter what niggas say. It's about, you want your joint to come on and the room light up.
Mm-hmm.
You want people, you want your shit to, and it's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't want to be boo-boo. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. Right. You're not going to ever tell me that. But that's the ones that win, the ones that understand both sides. You have to understand being a consumer and a motherfucking seller. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a producer, you get that. So you can teeter the line. It's probably one you do better than the other, but you understand both sides as a writer and a producer.
Right.
Which most people don't know
right.
that you are.
Right.
A lot of people didn't know, like, your big records, you produced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people didn't know that. You know what I mean? People didn't know that Problem was a producer on, like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like these records, you, like, I've actually went in the studio and seen you making beats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But aside from being a beat maker, a producer were you really in there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Turning things up, turning the knobs down. Okay, listen, this vocal ain't right. We got to shift this. We need to put this on top of here. We need this type of, you know what I mean? Plug in on there. Like, that's full production. You know what I'm saying? So being in that space, like, it was crazy, man. When I first met you, I was like, yo, this guy really is a Swiss Army knife. Like, this guy is really a Swiss Army knife. But I always wondered, right? And I feel like, knowing you all these years now, I've kind of gotten my answer. I always wondered if it was going to be enough for you.
What do you mean, like?
Rap.
Oh, yeah.
I always wondered that from the day I met you.
You know what's crazy? The crazy thing is, like, you know, y'all know I was in the studio a lot.
Right? Yeah,
I was 12-14 hour a day studio guy, man. And it's like, wow, to stick my head out and say, wait a minute.
A bunch of shit going on.
You get what I'm saying? And it all works the same way, though. If you understand production, you understand writing, you know how to sell records and you know how to make hits. If I want to sell it, I know not to send the vocal to, make it real loud, make it fucked up. It probably not even sound the best. I'm not going to put them all, make it so they can know they're going to improve it. Improve, produce the record. That. And then you know the ones like, I'm on this one.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hear the difference when I send it back. You know what I'm saying? So learning when to do that has what sticking my head out has done. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wouldn't have never known I wanted more than music. Because the thing is, that's what's shocking to me that you said it. I never thought about nothing else. And like, man, I just like doing music. Like, I just want to sit in here and do the music. Maybe I'm trying to escape other shit. Or maybe I know that this can change something. I just, I don't know. Whatever it was like, if I got downtime, if I'm going to be sitting somewhere, I'd rather sit, nigga, where I got all my weapons. Unless I'm sitting at the house or with the kids, man, shit. And I can bring it here. So you mean I can play here, make money here, create here, man, But it's other shit you gotta learn to control all that, cause nigga, that's like, let's get dangerous. It's just a bunch of lights going everywhere. It's like, then I'm not getting personal shit handled, or I might be too when I go outside the personal. I'm so personal that I'm not getting here. It's just finding that balance. Is what a nigga had to do to reach that. So it's crazy that you saw that. Nigga, I was just like, just trying to survive out here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever a nigga could do. Like, we was always just figuring out something. We did one wrong thing. And we just didn't like the karma.
We did one wrong thing.
Which wasn't even that wrong, but we did a wrong thing. And it was just like, I didn't like the way it felt like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of wrong. So it was like, let's just hustle here and there. But
twos and fews.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just start bumping in shit.
So you taking that, now putting it into the studio off of one conversation with the homies.
Yeah.
Who hyped you up.
And then, like, the first two I did myself, but then the one that paid, the homie that paid for the first guy to go, he was like, man, I'll get it with you if you want to go. So he started putting in on it, you know. Nigga's trying to.
He fucking with your music.
He fucking with it. He's seeing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And we homies anyway. But he like, shit, it's 50. He actually got a job, you know, doing shit like that. So it ain't really shit to him. So kept going, bro. Just start. Just learning how to work that shit. Dude.
So from that point at 20, when does it happen? Where you like, oh shit, I made some money off of something. Or somebody's offering me some real bread. Or I get that first radio spin. Like, when does it happen from 20? Like, how long until you get that breakthrough?
Looking back now, relatively early.
Okay.
Relatively early. Within a 3-year span, shit, we had figured out a program to where the, like, fuck going to the studio. Bye, let's get the equipment. And, you know, I got with Ed, my boy. We get to doing it. He had an idea. It was Durant Entertainment at first. It was little. This was the first situation. He just wanted me to come be a producer for his entertainment thing. And it was like, well, look, I learned on ADAS, bro, on some other shit. Nigga, I'm sitting there. So the fact that ADAS, So I'm like, I actually learned how to record. So I'm recording them, and I'm just rapping at night because they was like, man, you weak. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas like really was rapping. So I would do my shit at night just practicing, but then I'm like, man, let's get Pro Tools. Let's go, let's just get an MPC. Let's go do this. You know? Yeah, yeah. That time, homegirls are gonna get put your shit on layout. It was, you know, the different time, you know?
And that other hustle.
We doing it. It's happening. The girl that's coming through, like, no, I got this. We can let's just go get it. It's happening.
Let's just go get it. I love them.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't that, you know what I mean? Just you know what? Back. You know what? Let's
come on, man.
Let's cheers to those, girl. Let's go get it.
Hold on.
Let's go get it.
They are.
They are appreciated, ladies. Bro, you are appreciated. Listen. That's how I survived for a minute when I first came to LA.
Listen.
Shout out to the, you know what I mean? To the you feel me's that took care of Bob, which in turn took care of me.
Listen,
shout out to them.
Come on.
Shout out to them.
Come on, like
they've helped a lot of us.
They know women see it first.
Absolutely.
They believe.
Nothing is built.
Niggas, it takes some actual winning for niggas.
Nothing is built without a woman.
Oh, no. No way.
Nothing.
Nobody in here. That ain't how it goes.
No.
I'm telling you. So that's going on, and like, I would get that shit, and it wasn't no like internet. You couldn't Google it. So it was just like, I just got to just go through trial and error. Like, the first beat I made on MPC, I literally went through other people's songs and chopped sound and chopped shit, like, getting them all right. So we working that motherfucker. I'm learning. Once I learned how to do that, it was like, all right, I can record myself. Nobody was doing that at that time. It was just like, I'm in the closet going crazy. Niggas was, the word was spreading in the hood. Like, niggas was like, oh, what's the nigga over there? We put together.
So y'all not giving it to DJs or nothing yet?
Man, we going straight to the streets. We went, Ed, Step, they devised this scheme where it's like, look, we got some initial funding. Niggas had all put our money together and was like, let's get the mixtape. Let's go buy this many. We sell this many. We can all make at least, we can at least make 12,000 a month or something. We can all piece up and have that while we're doing this.
Yeah. Right.
So shit, make the music. I would probably engineer for niggas while niggas wasn't recording. We got our own studio at this time. Doing that, they selling CDs all day. Shit, we sold like 13,000 of motherfuckers hand to hand. And nigga, it really got to the radio. Like, yo.
Were you going by problem?
Yeah, it was problem.
Okay.
Yeah, because at that time, I ended up getting better than them because I just was in it so much. Not because they wasn't good. It was just, I'm in the gym.
Them 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, shit, got a call from Yo-Yo out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, we playing that song on K-Day tomorrow.
Yo-Yo solid, man.
Yeah.
Great person.
Yep. Song's called I'm a Problem. That shit came on, nigga. It was like, whoa, that's hard. We running around. We think it's cracking. It's going nuts.
Yeah.
It's going crazy. I'm like, okay, we on. It's going on. It's like, okay, that ain't enough, though. We got to come on. Do another joint. Now, I'm like the only nigga out here that can really get them spikes. Because they seeing my team in the streets, and I'm everywhere. It's like physically in the streets. So
yeah. And y'all from Compton, LA.
But then everywhere. During that time, though, from that time when we started with the MPC to that, Terrence Martin stumbles in my house through a drummer that we know. I know Terrence from me getting that MPC and not knowing how to really work it.
Yeah.
And so my boy Robert, who was a drummer, it's like, man, I got this nigga, man. This nigga, he played for Snoop Dogg. This time, Snoop is the only thing in Los Angeles, in the world.
Yeah.
He's like, he on tour. He finna come home. He gonna show you how to work it. I'm like, all right. Man, he bring that nigga in. That nigga walk in. I never forget this. That nigga walk in and say, hey, what's up, kid? What's up, y'all? What's up? So he's being his Snoop. You can see his turn, but it's authentic.
Yeah.
He like, oh, you got an NPC? Let's fuck around. That nigga going there. That nigga. He always been that.
He know everything.
Yeah.
Nigga made a beat, was like, man, you can have that, my nigga. And then left.
Nigga gifted you a beat.
My nigga left. I said, this motherfucker think, who the fuck? No way. I'm about to record something. I did a song, I got the CD burned, like, man, get that back to him.
Yeah.
He hear me like, you know how hard it was to kiss him on a CD at this time, nigga. Nigga, it was like, it got to him. He's like, I'm like, you hard. And I'm like, I just never seen nothing like that. I don't fuck around. I just wanted to show y'all wasn't playing.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show.
Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Yeah.
Nigga. 2001. That's how I know Terrace.
Wow.
Yep. We had been locked at the hip every day since. That shit was crazy. And then this 1500 comes from him. So I meet Lorenz. We've been through that time, everybody was just grinding. So you saw the same people. And then Tia started becoming who he was. So to respond to the other story where we in the streets working, now I'm starting to tell you, like, man, come through. Snoop let me come through. I can get beats off. Ooh. And Corrupt grabbed me. He see me in the studio. He like, what's up with you? You good? I'm like, man, shit, I ain't never been in no shit like this. I'm like, man, shit, I think this is crazy.
Right, because there's levels to studio.
Right.
Yeah. Levels to studio. That's the other thing. It's a lot of niggas be out here telling their girlfriends they're in the studio.
Bro.
Ain't quite studio,
bro.
But I get it.
Bro.
They are recording.
Hey, nigga.
They recording. Nigga was recording there.
They recording.
We at the studio.
Studio.
Like, it's this the studio.
Yeah. Nigga. It's runners.
This is the shit I heard about.
Where the board is going like this and shit. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, all that.
And then Bad Luck had got signed over there right before that.
Western Union.
But Luck was my guy from that 7-year thing, like that thing. So we all knew each other. So it was familiar faces. And Corrupt took a liking to me. So we would just, he's like throwing me on shit, and I'd just be trapping.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm just like, damn, I get to do this with him. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Wire start spreading around the thing and shit. I had a chance to do some real work. And nigga, had one shot, and nigga sent the right joint in. And then I got the gig for 6 months. I'm around the whole West Coast. That shit just was like boom, boom, boom. Looking back at it, during the time it was like, God damn, I'm dying. I'm sleeping on couches. I'm homeless, nigga. What the fuck? You know, I'm giving out the good shit.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. But that's the thing. That's what we love to talk about, too, the process.
Yeah.
We love to talk about the process, how a nigga slept on the floor, or a nigga slept on the couch.
Oh, bro, like.
Or a nigga couldn't leave the studio because you had nowhere to go.
Because I'm leaving out months and gaps on the Corrupt hang was a 6-month gap.
Yeah.
And he was grooming me because that's his big homie. So he ain't just finna let nobody around Snoop. I'm seeing now, looking back at it, I'm watching what they, you know what I'm saying? They groom me. I start right. just getting game. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do this. Whoa, whoa. It started early. I started just sharpening my knives. Yeah. And then
etiquette.
Giving me real etiquette.
Real,
like,
yeah.
I'm not sitting around like, no, I'm sitting around the tree. This is the NWA tree, bro. This is where it begins.
That's crazy.
So I'm in college.
Yeah, absolutely. Studying.
And dog's such a real one. And Terrence had it so lazy. It was like, right now, you know, y'all need to all get paid this time. If you need to eat, come up here. It's like, I call it the last of the big budget record. You remember now.
Shit. Niggas,
yeah. No, we going to take my
full budgets and shit?
All of that. I'm talking about
everything.
Dog. Yeah. Everything budget.
Everything.
Whatever
everything
need.
Budget.
That nigga dog said, and he had 5 of them motherfuckers rolling. I'm like, this nigga is.
Five budgets?
5 studios rolling at once. Looking back at it, I'm like, that God nigga was dang. Running it. He was doing it right. Make sure a nigga was able to make some money.
Yeah.
G shit. That's what I be on. That's why I be looking at all these other niggas.
Shout out to Snoop.
Niggas don't get it, man.
It's a reason why Snoop is who he is.
Come on, man. I can't do another one.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Give me a little swig.
Little swig.
Little swig. Watch when y'all watch this edit back. I'm popping. And I'm not giving y'all up. A little bit on there.
That's the reason why guys like Snoop are who they are.
Bro, right? Man, he let us work.
And he gave so many opportunities.
Bruh. He had me, Terrence, Quick at Encore. That nigga had Teddy Riley at fucking the joint off one of the motherfuckers. He had all his squad at another one. And he had like some eclectic version where he had like the real big people come through. But he had them all going at once. Cause he was working on these shows and shit like that. Nigga. 8 months though.
Wow.
Nigga straight, run, nigga.
Damn.
Nigga, hey bro.
That's incredible.
Listen, man, incredible. I seen everybody. Every contact I have now was through that 6 months. Everybody. I was just the guy in the corner. Nigga just was remembering.
All right, so tell me about Function.
You gonna go to Function? You gonna go straight to Function?
Yeah, that's a big joke. Let's go.
Okay, all right. That's your shit.
You know that's my shit.
That's a big
Tank
joke.
Tank is out here trying to function at all times.
Let me tell you something. That's why he wanted to talk about this. We were Function. That's when we knew, like,
hey.
Yeah. I see what's going on here.
That shit came on the radio. I was in the car like,
hey, bitch.
Hey, bro.
That nigga came in and said, hey, bitch, try this.
Hey. Hey.
So fucking disrespectful. But they always try.
Hey. Hey, you know what? Dude, you know what? The funny thing, all that attitude got developed from that story to that one, because it was a lot of whoop start happening. I was just like, hey, man, fuck everything.
Yeah.
I'm finna say it. I've been a little too nice.
Yeah.
And so it started coming out in the music. It was like, nah, because this is how it's going down, because I'm not really finna be playing like that. I'm not doing no playing with no niggas. I'm not doing that. Me and my squad, we go like this.
Yeah.
This is our way of thinking. It may sound wild. It may sound, hey, you might not fuck with it, but if you do, this is how it goes when you cross into this island. And it's cool if you don't agree. We wasn't trying to recruit.
To this day.
To this day.
Nah, man, ain't nobody. Hey, listen, it's not, nah.
I just had to get that out. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, to make I was sure, crazy,
to
though,
make sure we
then.
Got some of that
and
in.
That was an E40 record, but it felt very Diamond Lane, right? It felt like Problem in Diamond Lane, and I know 40. That's my big dog. I know he did that purposely, right? Mm. Because 40 is a guy who appreciates, right? Yeah. He appreciates when somebody got a gift. And he lets it shine. Like 40's never a guy that stands in front of people.
Right.
He's like, oh, he got something I need to fuck with. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to bring you in and try to change who you are.
It's amazing. He's so underrated in the boss talk that it hurts me.
JB telling me.
Because real fate is, let's even just take that record. At that time, there's no like big Bay LA record at all.
Mm-mm.
It's him and his prospects. What he see. Me, YG Su. Made it his single. That means you put the bag behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
None of us signed to him. You know they don't do that. No.
At all.
Right. Bosses never do that.
And then surrounded us, like, I'm on the hook, so I got to stay along for the whole, with the remix and everything. Surrounded us and put us in the spot to get a chance to, nigga, we did 106 in part, like, 3 weeks after it came out, nigga. We went straight to TV. It wasn't no games. It was, that shit was
Now, that record's a rocket ship. And that was League of Stars, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to League of Stars too.
Yeah, me and Pun in the we was in the Swig house in Eaglewood. Yep.
I know we skipped some steps.
Yeah, you skipped.
Oh
steps.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's some Diamond Lane again, bro.
I just had to get there, but yeah, Jay, go. Okay, go back.
Because from the Snoop days, mm-hmm. what y'all doing there, and which is your version of college, or even getting your master's in a sense, right? Because for a lot of us who didn't go to college, like myself, when I came here, this was my schooling, mm-hmm. right? As an adult. Yeah. I had learned some things as a kid in the business, but as an adult, you deal with it different, you deal with it direct. And I always use that same analogy, mm-hmm. right? Of it being college, with it being my BA, my master's, my doctorate, whatever you want to call the shit, mm-hmm. right? As you go from your schooling, you know, Snoop, Corrupt, mm-hmm. all your guys there and move into Diamond Lane with Bird, Bad Luck, all the things that you guys are creating over there.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck or when the fuck did y'all say, we gonna take this masterpiece, how you do that there, and turn this shit all the way up? Because I will say this, and I don't know if I told you this back then, that was actually my favorite masterpiece song of all time. And Young Bleed.
Young Bleed.
Cannot forget Young Bleed. When I first heard that record, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why hasn't someone done this sooner? When you have that moment where you like, man, why? Oh, this nigga. Ah. I was like. So you gotta explain that process. I know it's a masterpiece story. Come on, man.
I'll hit on that east side, man. The east side of Los Angeles, like all the project niggas when I was in high school was playing masterpiece.
Okay.
That's all they was playing. They were on that wave early. All of the watch niggas was on the project, all of the niggas. So we went to Centennial together, so we would hear it. I would hear that shit. They be playing it. So
Centennial is a Compton and Watts school.
No, just it's right down the street from Project. So it, like at that time, nigga, the gangbang shit was super ultra high. So that was the blood school, Centennial. And they were actually closer to Locke, but that's, you know, it's a Crip school. So it was more so like, don't nobody want to go down. It was different then. Like you couldn't wear the blue shoestring and all that. Mm-hmm. Like now, ain't nobody tripping off no colors and that. But then it was just a little different. So you wanted to go with your folks,
right?
So, but they put me up on a lot of that shit. I swear, niggas in Garden and Bonnie. So me and, you know, Bad Luck. He's from Watts,
yeah.
So he's heavily influenced. first time we ever do the Molly is in Halloween. We in the car and we going far as fuck.
So y'all decided to do a Molly on Halloween.
Let me tell you how this went. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know what it was just yet.
Okay.
We going to Bird's cousins is Shea Cotton and James Cotton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. Shea Cotton, man. Listen,
yeah,
LeBron before LeBron.
Come on, man. Go check out my boy documentary on Amazon right now, too. So we're headed to one of their parties. But that shit far as a motherfucker. So homie Wiz, he come in like, hey, man, I got this shit. You know, Molly, this shit. Oh, it's like, well, I'm like, what it is? What are you doing?
It's called Molly?
It's called Molly or something.
Okay.
You know, so he's like, take it. Put it on your tongue. I'm like, what the fuck is with? You know, I done eat pills and shit and all that. But I'm like, what is this? I just put it on your tongue, I'm telling you, it's cool. So we take it, and these niggas had just got some fast cars, some Hellcat shit or something. So we're basically flying to, like, Santa Clarita. Me and Luck, we sitting there, that motherfucker hit us like, whoa! That Molly hit us like, oh. We just start talking about shit. It's like, man, remember that song? He do that thing. I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna flip that. He's like, hell yeah, we can get back to the studio. That nigga gonna flip that shit, gonna be hard. Like, so we talk about that. We talking about all these things.
Right.
We get back, and so the next day, I'm like, nigga, dude, I got flipped out how you do this damn shit. He's like, yeah, man, yeah. We just kept talking about it. One day, nigga, we never did it. And then one day, I was like, I kept remembering that conversation. Start playing that shit. I just started learning how to play it. Just start playing it. I made the beat. It was 10 in the morning.
So you replayed it?
Yeah, okay. Replayed it. Made the drums. Ooh, I'm in there. I'm by myself, 10 in the morning. Nigga, I must have fucking did the hook. You know, I don't write, so I'm sitting there. I'm just coming up with it. I'm like, oh, this shit hard. Ooh, I do second verse. I call Luck. I'm like, nigga, if you don't get up here in 30 minutes, I'm about to do this last
one. I'm going to finish the song.
He was like, what? I played it. He was like, nigga, I'm on the way. Don't do that. I'm like, I'm telling you, you got 30 minutes, because I got it all. I'm ready to go. Get this shit up. That nigga walked in. That nigga came from wherever he came from.
Yeah.
Laid it. So then I didn't like the lead I had. So I went and talked to Jay Noir. I'm like, man, you got a better version of this. So he went and found one that was closer. And that shit, we swapped it out. I was like, nigga, this shit hard. Nigga, nobody, it was just me and him playing it, though. We wouldn't have none of the homies here, like none of them.
Yeah.
So we had a show. So I like one of them little shows. You can go get some money. Like, I'm not really cracking yet, but that function money's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody, it's like raining. And nobody comes to the thing. But we on the Molly. We on. I'm like, hey, my nigga, we finna perform this shit. Because we used to take 50 niggas with us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, get out there. Yeah, at that time. Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, it's different times.
Yeah. Me and the Tank, we pull up. You know,
listen, but have you ever had an issue?
Never.
There's not been never.
Never.
So this is a different 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nigga, we high, nigga. We just, I'm like, turn that new shit on, nigga. We just start doing it for the homies. The niggas was like, what's this? Mind you, it's three people in the crowd. We just doing it
so
to each other.
So those three people, what's this?
No. The homies, they're like, what is this song? And we did it. We just performed it for them until it's time to get off. Because we didn't even have to really perform, but we high.
Right.
They was like, oh yeah, this hard. So that was how it happened. That was the first time we blasted. Pew. That's one of them conversations on that hour drive.
Yeah. I would like to say also.
Talk about it.
I'm in that video.
Yes.
Yeah. You in the video?
Yeah. You know, I don't show up for anything.
If you look at that video, it's a lot of love in there.
Yeah.
It just came out.
What I will say is that y'all brought the city together of LA, right? And the Bay, like, we supported y'all.
Yeah.
Heavily, because we never felt like, and you know this whole LA and Bay thing sometimes get tricky.
Yeah.
Where guys feel like, you know, the sound is, they took that, or the LA niggas took that, or the Bay niggas took this, or this, y'all niggas on this. And it's like, we don't never truly come together.
Nah.
I felt like when you came along, y'all brought a lot of us together, right? Because you was fucking with Love, Ren, Sue, P-Lo, myself. Wow. You was fucking with us so heavy. And then we showed the love the same way. And with E-40 grabbing you, putting you on that huge record, or really y'all giving him this huge record and being part of it. Like,
that right
it
there,
created something different.
Man, that was honestly, man, that was Bird's vision the whole time. He like, man, let's just all be cool.
Yeah.
And I think it may, maybe it rubbed some people the wrong way because, you know, it maybe was against what, you know, maybe we
the normal be, politics.
We wasn't right. going against normal the way we do anything in that business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it can be looked at as, it can be looked at as what they think they better than, or they are, they're going to try to rewrite this, or they're going to make it, whatever it was. The whole point was just like, nah, fuck them. It's us. Because when we get together,
yeah, the strength in numbers.
We win, not mm-hmm. like we. The problem with California is this right here. They think it can only be one king. That's always been the problem with California.
True.
They don't say kings out here. Mm-hmm. And it stops the growth. No, like me, when I say I get cracking, like I become the guy out here, I don't say, now I'm not doing records with niggas. I'm like, send all that shit. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's run it up while we got somebody they give a fuck about. Because they'll swap us out in a minute. Like, you get hot. Now, you get hot. Nigga, you need one? Here, you got one.
It's actually a very Southern way of thinking.
It's, right. it's
And it's exactly. why they've done what they've done.
And, yeah, my roots is from Louisiana, I guess. I don't know. And I'm around some good guys that it may look like it's a different way, but really think about it. And just go look at what's in the paint, the black and white. The numbers is, when I start going, when Diamond Lane start going, we said, we.
Yeah.
We got a club tonight. Y'all pulling up? How many of y'all got with y'all? Yeah, they're good.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Y'all was doing
like,
that.
Hey, my nigga, let's bust on these niggas when they get up here. Yeah. No, nigga, here. Because we look cool.
Right.
Fuck them. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think the Bay rocked with us so heavy, because that's how y'all move.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. It's better than down
to
here.
Extent. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's better because we don't have...
Back
the,
then, I mean...
We don't have the color.
Right.
We don't have the
gangbang shit.
The gangbang shit. Right, which is to be respected, right?
But and, I need to stop that shit though, man. I've been really like trying to say something different to my homies and all of them from all levels to executive to street to whatever we doing, man. That shit is for that. Mm-hmm. Don't give me them rules. I didn't subscribe to that. So that don't come here. Like, I've been really spreading that around to niggas. Bruh, I'm in the music business. I don't deal crack, so don't whisper around me. This is not that deep. We're selling intellectual property, bro. I don't understand why everybody's so discreet weird. Like, bro, I don't like everything
this,
I do. It's
this
not that deep.
This information
that
is for everybody.
I got kids and shit. Right. That's deep. Like, I got, you know, a village of women that I have to, like, make sure they're okay. That's deep. They've tried to make this that. Not that I don't respect that, but if I want to get into that, let me go over there and get put on, and those are the rules. No, nigga, we're not dealing crack here. It shouldn't be this deep, bro. This should be real deep all the time. So I've been kind of trying to like, and I'm not trying to, it's not tougher than, this is not any of that. This is more so like, nah, I really want niggas to chill out.
Yeah.
Because if we do it the way that I'm talking about, we probably can all make money instead of niggas just watching niggas get popping and hoping they fuck reach down. Why? That's not, I don't like shopping by myself. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No, I don't come from that. So now I think people get it. Now that everybody's went through this year of like having to really go against their labels and find out how much them streams is and
how much,
have to go
how,
really
how
now the niggas are squeezing their
they
nickels.
Getting on them.
You have to get back just back in the grind of things and really do for yourself. The label's making you go shoot your own videos. They're making you figure out a way, and then if you get it right, it's this and that. And I'm watching people struggle with it.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know no other way. So that's why I'm like, I don't understand the problem. No,
you're still comfortable. Yeah.
This is what independent is. This is what it really goes like. Y'all have been able to been spoon fed.
So, but it also goes to a level of professionalism too, in understanding everything that you do.
No, I don't even think it's like even
you
don't, that deep.
You're not. Now, I think that's kind of light because you're not missing on any level of your infrastructure. And so when the guys that can't survive in this type of space.
It's tough, bro.
They are missing on a certain level of their infrastructure that they just don't understand.
I wish, you know, I could say, hey, man, like, try it this way or this, this, and that, but just that's not been the way it's been out here. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just want people to, like, look, don't be nervous. Just don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
You got to weather the storm.
Because, man, I know. But I told y'all, we've been saying this for a long. You know, R&B Money, your life changed when you said, hold on, nigga, hold on.
We changed it, nigga.
We looked
at each other.
They don't
said,
like that.
Hey.
Like, they don't like y'all. They don't like you knowing that.
They said, hey, it's funny because me and Jay, we had a lawyer at the time. We go to our OG lawyer. He OG, like Aerosmith representation OG type. Like he OG.
Big money.
Big money. So we tell him, we say, well, look, this is the new deal we want to do, and this is what we want. And he said, why are they going to give you that?
Oh, shit. Gonna shoot me in the foot before I get to go to the gunfight, huh? All right. Got you. This is the guy that's wrong. God damn. See, man?
He said, why are they going to give you that? Like, with this face, why are they going to give you that?
He was sick of my shit.
And I said...
Hey, man.
He thought Jay was a little punky, little young punk. I said, because we're going to ask him. He said, yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, all right, I'll ask him.
All right. You're the one going.
Hey, listen.
He called us 2 days later. He said, I don't know what you said to those people up there, man, but they're going to give you everything. And we was on our motherfucking way.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Listen, man, it feels good.
Hell right? Yeah. More on your shoulder, but the benefit of betting on yourself.
You're a black man. The
benefit of betting on yourself.
We are blessed. We are blessed to be able to create something out of air, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not.
I don't even know how it feels.
This is a blessing. Like, I hate talking
to not be able to grab a gift, right? And we really don't take the time to appreciate that at times.
Bro, I'm right? blessed.
To literally wake up and be like, oh.
Yeah. It is like that. Yeah.
Know that you're yeah. that and oh. that's your profession.
You know what I mean?
And there's people going out, there's people out here going through some fucked up yeah. times.
This nigga called me in the morning with like 30 things he didn't pick out of the sky. Like, hey man, and then hold on, stay on the phone.
Bro.
And I was thinking of more shit out.
So just imagine though. Like that's your reality, right?
Right. Yeah.
So to the outside, man, they like, man, I gotta go for you. Flip this fry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta go listen to that guy. Yeah. This and that. So when I feel like when I get to be like, yeah, man, the touring's down and all that, man, niggas is like, man, this real shit happening.
It's real
so
shit.
That's another reason why, nigga, we are not selling crack. This ain't that deep, nigga.
This ain't that right. deep.
Stop.
Right.
I don't care what right. they taught us. No. Right. It don't have to go nothing like that.
Just have fun.
If we start enjoy a company, yeah, we can say, look, 30, 30, 30, and we're gonna find 10, we're gonna five for a lawyer, we're gonna have 5, we're ready to sell. We could do that, right?
Easy. Right.
See, it's not that deep. It's never going to be that deep till we start making it deep.
So this transition, right, from producer, rapper, to now, coffee. You know what I mean? Hold on.
You got the bag?
We got it. Okay. Yeah, I got the bag. You know what I mean? Ground coffee. Breakfast blend.
Huh?
Yeah,
breakfast.
That's
Green Hour.
Green Hour, yeah. It's the original. We got a CBD as well.
Yeah. Oh, so this don't got nothing in it.
No, that don't.
Because I thought I was going to tweak off this.
No, you're not so going to tweak. You're not going to tweak at all. That's not what that is. It's just another way to get the CBD.
You know, I'm from the bag. I'll be looking for the tweak.
No, I gave you that bag. I gave you the number for the, you know what I mean? For the best weed in the town. So.
But no. So what puts you in a space to say, man, you know what? I'm going to do coffee.
The music I...
And Kush.
Right. The music I was doing, I had changed like the whole way I did my process. So instead of recording at night, I only recorded in the morning. So in the morning, this is what I noticed I was doing. I was smoking weed or have a cup of coffee. I made it where I'm gonna wake up and do this, and then from this time, I'm gonna do this. And because I wanted to do all these things, but I knew I lacked organization. So I said, fuck it, I'm just gonna really write me out a schedule. I'm gonna work on my music from this time, I'm gonna work on this from this time, I'm gonna record from this time. So during that process, I'm like, man, what am I gonna call this? Because it was just different for me, the style of music. I was waking up and just talking about the first thing I was thinking about. As opposed to being at night, I didn't been loaded all day. It just was a different thing. But I felt this different balance. You know what I'm saying? My life was just changing. I'm like, shit, let's call this shit Coffee and Kush. This is going to be the name of the albums. It was more so like, let me figure out a way that I can keep a 3-month income coming off of independent sale. It was a math play, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know what I generate streams, this, this, and that. I know this can go like this, boom, boom, boom. I can set up a few of these throughout the year. Really, that's how I started. So I started liking the shit, and I had, I'm like, I'm doing the music. And I'm like, okay, Cushion Orange Juice. I'm like, man, what, I wonder Wiz would have fucking started an orange juice company. That nigga's been cracking. I'm like, well, fuck it. Let me add a coffee. I want to make sure I have some merch. Make sure I have some things to go with this that, you know, just build it out. And that's when the brainchild started. It was like, well, shit, well, what kind of coffee could I do? I went down the rabbit hole. I was like, well, shit, I don't want to do weed coffee. That could be different. There's some homework on it. Legal shit was weird. CBD coffee was untouched. Absolutely. Like, nobody was there. So it was like, well, shit, I could put a spin on coffee. I'm new. I'm a new face. Nobody over is even over here in this. All the artists are doing different kind of drinks. I'm like, well, shit, let me just figure out how to do it. And then went through the process of learning, starting it, and shit, got the bags in front of us. But that was during the process. It was more so just stemming off of trying to build off of the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because so, I think that's the biggest thing, too, with music, right? I tell people at this point, the music is free to a certain degree, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to make our money off streams. They chop that shit off what they chop off. But it's about being able to use the music, which is the cool. Actually sell everything else. And it's always been just merch, right? Everybody's like, oh, I'm gonna sell a t-shirt, I'm gonna sell a hoodie, which is all good because people want to represent that.
Yeah.
But what about these other things that we can sell, like this coffee, right? Yeah. Like, this has a price point.
Yeah.
Right? No matter what. People that drink coffee, that love coffee, they may not even know who Problem the Rapper is.
Right.
But they just like somebody else who did know Problem the Rapper was drinking it and was like, man, you should try this.
Right. Yeah, we definitely wanted the brand to not, I wasn't even telling people at first. It was more so I just wanted it to stand alone. Like, I like the name to kind of speak for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, I really look back that, like, I went through this rebrand thing just mentally in my life and I was just changing. And I looked at, like, instead of looking at all the wrong shit that we probably did, like, what did I like about the Mollywood run? I was like, well, the smart thing, a product got created. May not be legal.
Right, right. The trap got booming.
It made millions of dollars for somebody.
For somebody, right.
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 It was something that was already there, but we didn't know what it sounded like. Coffee's there. Weed is here. We don't know what them together sound like. Well, let's create the sound of it. Let's create the universe, a la how we did with mine.
And you generally are genuinely part of that culture.
Part of that culture, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get up in the morning. Yeah. I was going to Starbucks, meeting all these new people, like just, you know, and they noticed that I was smelling like weed, though. So, you know, my lady.
That is, Cushy is your cologne.
Yeah, my lady. Cushy
is your cologne, brother.
They're looking in like, and this is, and I'm like, man, shit, this is what I'm doing. I'm, you know, I met so many people just having my, I remember I had on some high socks and I had a weed leaf on it. One of the older guys came over to me like, sure love those socks, man. You'd be surprised. So I'm like, wait a minute.
It's like a secret society.
Nah, right.
It's not so secret anymore, but.
Bro, I'm like, bro. And then I noticed, like, I'm seeing the same people every day. Like, here, I'm like, but they all look hella comfortable. They look comfortable. They look like they just here because they want to be here. Not like I need to get here to start my day. You can tell them once. Nah, they're sitting there, you know, casual conversation. And then I start seeing the world. And I went on tour for the first time and I actually really saw Amsterdam. Was like, whoa!
Right.
This is real.
When was that?
That was last year, right around this time.
That was your first time going to Amsterdam?
That was my first time overseas working.
Yeah. What exhibit?
Nope. Yeah, shout out to bro.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Before it closed up, I got to see it. One good time.
Yeah, nice.
Oh man, it was great, bro.
He was in the space, right? He's in the space, the CBD cannabis space, right?
He's in the cannabis
so
space.
You got a chance to really see it up close.
From a professional.
Like, we all seen niggas at the houses. You know what I mean?
Meaning though, like, even with the show.
Mm.
A professional.
Yeah.
Like, he trying to rock you. For who you are, little nigga, big nigga, my show, I'm exhibit, y'all. And to just watch it go. And to just to know that, like, oh, breakfast, the whole shit. I had, you know, on my tours, I funded. So it was
right.
different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had to play style. I had to make sure my folks were together. I'm security too. It's like, it's just different. I actually just got to just come and just experience tour at a high level. Because mm-hmm. he's not going nowhere with no booth. We're not doing it. So I got to see it fly. Right. Like, oh yeah, I fucks with this. I was like, okay. But I had no idea that the shit I was rapping about was sitting over here. I'd heard that, mm-hmm. but I didn't see this.
Right, so you could touch the people.
I got to sit out there and turn it on, like, because I had done a lot of music by then, and just sit there and smoke and the water. I said, oh yeah. I'm not even talking to this. I don't even know what's going on. This is crazy to me. I'm like, how did I didn't even... It's like, oh shit. And I'm like, oh, this is called Green Door, Green Hour. Oh, this is probably, I'm already setting up the play when I get back. Like, I'm gonna make these coffees. I'm waiting for them. Whoop. Straight. Like oh, that.
So how's that business been for you?
Good. We out of coffee, man. It's fucked up right now.
So y'all out of it.
Yeah, man. That shit. We had so many issues, banking issues, bro. Like, they really try to keep us out of that business, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like that
yeah,
CBD, exactly. Like not marijuana. I'm not even talking about that. Just that shit making so much money, bro. They trying to, nah. So your banking got to be just right. And anytime it does, like they try to act, treat it like it's weed and it's not.
Right, right.
And then, you know, I'm a black man, you know what I'm saying? I got black people calling. And it just when I send you some black people in this company, and before all of the racial stuff got big, like, you know, after that, they was trying to fix this shit fast.
Figure it out, yeah, yeah.
But before that?
Oh, well, it took like about 8 months to a year to even get a bank to pick us up. So wow. I was, man, shout out to Chase Infinite, man. He got the shop Haroon mm-hmm. in Leimert Park. Mm-hmm. It was really, I got to busting them out of there. But it made it to where this is the exclusive black coffee shop now out here.
Yeah.
So that's the only, they sold out. But he was like, man, we need some more. They keep coming. I'm like, shit, all right, bring some more here. So I was able to, like, really put them in Cash Apps. It's just, like, wait, it's like a mixtape. It's like, wait, it's like shit I done right. done before. The principles aren't, they're no different.
Yeah, also, yeah, it's like you said earlier.
I'm it like, translates.
I'm
translates.
Like, hold on. And then, and shit, and I'm like, man, shit, you know what? I'm going to shoot videos at your, let's run, yeah, let's yeah, run it. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, full play.
So then we was able to get the banging and was gone. I wasn't ready no more. I saved some dope. For the mugs, though. I'm going to give them out. Like, dope. 24 free bags in this first shipment.
Yeah, dope. I appreciate being one of the guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate, you know, it. You gave me a mug, and I know you got to smoke on the mug.
And no, you don't even. I just want.
No. I'm going to try it. I got to try it.
So that means I'm going to leave you some little nugs.
Maybe a couple buds.
So yeah, definitely. You know what? Try. And I'll make sure, you know, I'll make sure Steve sets you up a real nice pack, too, man.
Yeah, just, you know.
Starter kid.
I got to support my guy. Put it on the ground.
Bro, listen, I'm going to tell you, Steve's spot is kind of like this. You might bump into some real fly people coming in and out of there because I know I didn't know this many people smoked weed and drunk coffee, man, in a different level of places.
Yeah, wow, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, man.
Well, we don't want to keep you long, brother. You know, your family, you're more than, you're welcome. Mi casa, su casa.
Come on, man.
But we got to, you know,
place too, really.
Valentine has a segment that he likes to.
Yeah, I got a segment of the show, man. I you know,
let
listen,
me have some of this wine before we do this, please.
You got to really be a part of this. You got a great part of this show, man. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
No names.
Right? And the story can either be funny or fucked up or both. Right? Mm-hmm. And you tell your story. You tell your story mm-hmm. without saying the names. But you give enough information to where people was like, okay, that might be such and such from the such and such.
From the such and such.
Or do you feel me?
Bro, no. Or do you feel me?
Or do you feel me?
Hey, man. Dude, this...
I know you got a lot of them. I know you got a lot of them. I already know.
Nah, it's just...
I need a good one, though.
Nah, I'm just saying, it's like...
No names.
None.
Well, okay, this one I can give you because... Oh, I can't give you, like, nobody name at the...
No.
Nobody
no.
So, This got to be like a one-on-one experience then.
No, it could be whatever.
Set up the, can I give the other people's name?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I ain't saying no, no names. You can give their gender.
Some man's and them other man's.
You know, you know. Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Lord Jesus perm.
Let's do fun.
You know what I mean?
Fun. Yeah. I'm going to do fun. Right. I was going to go somewhere else.
Hey, man, you go wherever
you know what? That's not going to
go wherever you want to go, baby. Miss, I almost dropped
the shit. I'm going to take it fun. Let's go fun.
Well, damn.
Come on, dog.
Dude, you got me sitting there flying down. It's a holodeck that went down this motherfucker. Okay. Before it was on, but it was like a little bit on, but it was on, but it wasn't on. This one lady, she not from out here. She was out here, you know, moving around, trying to get herself started or whatever. And, you know, somehow we end up, you know, talking or whatever. And then I end up going over to her place, and then she spoke another language or whatever. But, like, why don't you ever talk like that, da-da-da. We have different conversations. And then I end up, you know, we got intimate. You know what I'm saying?
You laid together.
Yeah. And I didn't know at the time that she was probably with one of the other ones of us in like a little thing that was blowing up out here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why me and somebody else didn't get along. And I'll just stop there. Is that telling you one? Is that it? Did I do it right? I'm trying not
to. Short,
I'm trying not to. Oh, y'all want to.
No. It's your story.
Whatever you have.
I get it.
I think I'm because playing it too safe.
You're definitely playing it safe.
I don't want to do it.
You're definitely playing it safe. But
I don't want to say
it's
that.
What we, it goes back to our initial conversation about some of the things that's different in rap than they are in R&B.
Right. That's why I be trying to sing with y'all niggas. Listen.
And you write. Listen, you write that R&B too.
Definitely write that R&B.
Yeah, you write that R&B too.
And most people make me come do layup lines at y'all.
And most people don't know this. It's a fun fact. The only feature on the TGT
album. I'm definitely the fourth member of TGT for sure.
Only. You just gonna kick me out the group? Okay, cool.
Bro, listen.
I wasn't on there. You're right.
Like,
you got the spot.
You
got the spot.
I'm Lazy Bone. No, what's the one that's...
The one that was in jail.
Yeah, but he's the silhouette on the album. Remember?
Crazy. Wishing. Flesh. Flesh.
Flesh.
You flesh.
Flesh. Flesh and Bone of TGT.
He's since we're going, Bone Thugs and Harmony. You're Steve Lobel. He's the glue. He held it together. I see Steve every night. What the fuck? Running around trying to find them niggas. In '97, he'd be trying to find them niggas. Steve was everywhere.
Steve Lobel's a good guy.
Good guy.
We working.
I want to get the group back together, but I understand.
Flesh wants to put TGT back together.
I want to see the five RBs, man, get back in.
Call Genuine.
Genuine.
I ain't calling that nigga. He fights. I'm calling no nigga that fight for fun. I'm not calling no nigga that fight for fun. To sway his judgment. He is what he thinks, okay?
He is exactly who he thinks.
But listen, it's a new way. You know, we can just send the vocals in, put it together. You know, you don't have to sing all in the same mic.
It could happen.
We'll see.
It could happen.
Listen, because you know what, man?
Listen,
you know what, man?
I wish you
would. I was there, okay?
He was there. It was a good time.
It was the man.
Oh, good job.
It's a great end. Listen, I get it, man. I know everybody want to swing their dick and all that, man. Put that shit up.
I have to humble myself.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking in general. I have to humble myself in a lot of situations. I know I did a lot of things wrong. I had to take some onus for that. But that doesn't mean you destroyed nothing. You just grow and learn.
Well, as long as everybody's willing to own their moment of ego, you know what I'm saying? And be willing to, like you said, stop swinging long enough to make something historical happen.
Man, listen, I get it. It's a big dick business, man. I understand, man. Let's just
It ain't that serious.
Fuck, man, listen, bro. We singing songs. Niggas got real kids. I know niggas got baby mamas and all of that shit. We gotta get on some man shit.
I agree.
We gotta start, man.
We gotta start showing better.
We gotta do better,
bro. Doing better, man.
Bro, listen, my nigga. That's another reason that music for me works now. Cause it's like, I feel like, let me tell you why, instead of like, man, I think you should do this. Let me just fuck it. I'll hang myself. Yeah, this didn't go right for me. Won't you try it this way? Or I did this way because damn, I slipped. Do it like this. Or blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But at the end of the day, bro, it's not this deep, bro. We get paid to be art. To be art, man. Niggas better chill out, man. I know niggas got... I see this world has shown that there's bigger things going on.
100%.
For sure.
Well, look, y'all, man. This is... Jesus, this has been the R&B Money Podcast, man. This has turned into a real vibe.
Hey, man, you got a spot, man.
I'm a secondhand, you know what I'm saying? When that secondhand weed get on me.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I put it out, too. I didn't even want to smoke it all like that.
No, it was cool.
I was having a time.
I feel pretty good about myself.
This nigga high.
Oh, shit.
Thank y'all for tuning in, man. This is the R&B Money Podcast. I'm Tank. This is Mr. Valentine. We are the authorities on R&B, and this is our brother. This is our loved one.
Yes, sir.
This is the gifted. This is proper, man. We thank you, man.
Man, thank you for having me, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Love you too, brother.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at Jay Valentine.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love, in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout.
UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.